We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve Stoke.
When I started out and Harry was my partner, he said to me, "You will find your identity." It turned out that I felt that my identity was going to be to teach as many people as I could the game of baseball.
White Sox TV analyst.
Being an analytics guy, I would have known that a sub-6-foot-tall right-handed starting pitcher in the major leagues, the odds were infinitesimal. But if there was a contest that had a winner, I could never understand why it shouldn't be me.
Social media god.
A lot of people love you, especially the people you haven't blocked.
I've been blocking more than Tom Brady's line.
Steve Stoke with Bernstein and Holmes on the Score.
Let's talk some White Sox baseball with Steve Stone, who joins us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sportsbook. Stoney, at any stage of your storied baseball career, were you ever a veteran player that was part of a team's leadership committee?
No, I wasn't one of those. We had a different structure, actually, in Baltimore. That was probably the best team that I was ever on. And the structure was that we had leaders for various factions. And I get a kick out of people who say, well, there's factions on the baseball team. There's factions on every baseball team. And so in Baltimore, what we had was a couple of guys that took care of the various factions. And they were, in essence, the leaders, only they were explaining the way Baltimore went about their business and whether they did it right or whether they did it wrong. If you didn't do it the way the Baltimore Orioles did it, you weren't going to be long for that organization. And there was a few guys run out of there who thought that the team was going to adjust to them, and it turned out that they had to adjust to the team. So, no, I've never been a part of the leadership council. However, I mean, the team is playing better baseball, and if it's playing better baseball because of that, you'd have to say that was probably a meeting at the right time.
When it comes to leadership inside of a clubhouse, with the game changing, and you're around these guys every day, how do you suspect that you can go about trying to correct a teammate when they're not giving 100% effort or they didn't read a scouting report and it's clear that they didn't? How do you go about doing that?
Well, it depends on who is doing the correcting. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have vocal leaders, to have guys that everybody looks up to, then those are the guys that are going to go to the players that are not getting with the program, and they're going to say, hey, you can't be doing that here. That's not the way things work here. And in Baltimore, when they did that, if you didn't get with the program, you were gone. It didn't matter what you did or who you were. We had a platoon second baseman who drove in 64 runs the year before, and they found out that he was doing a few things that they thought were detrimental to the organization, the baseball club, and they told him, if you don't take care of these things, you're going to be gone. And even though he's a very productive second baseman, I mean, you swing left-handed and you drive in 64, that's a pretty good job. But he was gone the next year because he didn't get involved with it. So I don't think the White Sox have these vocal leaders per se, although you'd have to think that Lance Lynn would be one of those guys, Liam Hendricks another one of those guys. I don't think they have any problem telling anybody about anything. But, you know, this is just the two guys who you look to for leadership were Tim Anderson and Jose Abreu, and neither of those guys are the kind of guys that you would be looking for to be your vocal leader.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.